Aleister Crowley's reputation had been damaged beyond repair. On April the 23rd, 1923, the Commissario in Cefalù, following the instructions of Mussolini, handed Aleister Crowley an expulsion order. The Beast 666 and his Scarlet Woman departed Palermo on the 1st of May. The next few years of this man's astonishing life can best be described as his wilderness years, although he preferred the term living in exile. Now completely addicted to heroin, he wandered between North Africa, France, and London. And wherever he went, his evil reputation and his heinous tendency for experimenting in sex magic closely followed. He had become a universal figure of hate. As for the other Thelemites from the Abbey, their lives disintegrated. The Scarlet Woman, Leah Hersig, left her son behind at Cefalù in the care of Ninette, who had been accepted back by Crowley before his expulsion. Leah's sister Alma took the boy back to America. As for Leah, living on the streets of Paris, a hopeless addict, penniless, and selling her body for food, she eventually denounced Crowley. Leah returned to America and lived the rest of her life as a devout Roman Catholic. By 1924, Crowley was living in poverty in France. An old friend and famous literary figure and occultist, Frank Harris, kindly took him under his roof. Frank Harris lived with a woman by the name of Nellie O'Hara. If what has been written in later years can be believed, Nellie had a friend in America, Pauline Pierce, who was married to Marvin Pierce, head of the McCall Corporation. In early 1924, Pauline traveled to France to stay with her friend. Thus it was that four individuals came together: Frank Harris, Nellie O'Hara, Pauline Pierce, and Aleister Crowley. According to Crowley's diaries, during this period in Paris, Crowley underwent the supreme ordeal linked with his realization of the grade of Ipsissimus. According to a description of the rite, on the appointed day, the candidate is attended by one or more chosen and experienced attendants whose duty is A, to exhaust him sexually by every known means, B, to rouse him sexually by every known means. Every device and artifice of the courtesan is to be employed, and every stimulant known to the physician. If Crowley did go through this ordeal in 1924, then it is highly likely, based on his previous experiences, that his closest associates of that time, including Nellie and Pauline, performed as his magical assistants. Pauline Pierce returned to America in early October of 1924. 8 months later, on June the 8th, 1925, she gave birth to a girl named Barbara. Barbara Pierce married George H.W. Bush, who eventually became the 41st President of the United States, and they had a son, George W. Bush, the 43rd President of the United States. Could the wickedest man in the world, Aleister Crowley, be George W. Bush's grandfather? In 1925, Crowley received a letter from Theodore Rus of the OTO in Germany. A vacancy had become available for international head of the OTO. They had chosen Baphomet.
To the British, and indeed the Americans, I may have been a flesh-eating devil, but the Germans obviously still appreciated the law of Thelema. I was still Baphomet, an Ipsissimus. The Great Beast, 666.